There goes the full-time whistle. It's all over, and Donegal have picked up their second one off the Bank of Ireland Dr. McKenna Cup, defeating their neighbours Tyrone by 2 points. It's finished here by 15 points to 110. At the break, of course, at half-time, Donegal had a five-point cushion. They were leading by 9 points to 4 in that opening half. Patrick O'Berty stepped up with 3 points. Jamie Brennan had kicked over two. Patter Morgan, Shane O'Donnell, Jason McGee and Oran Doherty also found themselves on the score sheet. But Tyrone struggled to get to the pace of the game as Donegal should have been further in front at the break. They had numerous goal opportunities, but they couldn't find the back of the net. There was one goal in this game, and that came from Kieran Daly, who fisted the ball into the back of the net. Martin McHugh's questioned that it was a square ball, but the officials gave it. There was 23 minutes played of the second half, and when that ball went into the back of the net, Tyrone led in this game for the very first time at 110 to 12 points. Before that, Dara Canavan had kicked 3 of the 4 scores in the opening 11 minutes of the second half to bring Tyrone back to within a point. Oisin Gallan, who didn't score in the first half for Donegal, was able to find his form in the second as he kicked 4 important points. 2 of them were the last 3 scores of the game. Shane O'Donnell also stepped up with a score for Donegal in 27 minutes, but in the end, Donegal just had enough to see it out and pick up a second win of the competition, and that should be enough to put Donegal, of course, through to the semi-finals of the Dr. McKenna Cup, and that is dependent on an outcome of a discussion which officials are going to have around the situation with Finbar Rorty tonight. We wait to see if there's any sanction and what punishments is going to come Donegal's way off the back of that. Full-time score in the other Dr. McKenna Cup game today, by the way, Fermanagh 110, Antrim 19 is the full-time score. So, Martin, what's your assessment of Donegal's second one of the year?
Yeah, well, the first half was very, very good, but the fact that we didn't put them away by not getting the goals, and we should get the goals, something they're going to have to work on. Really good build-up, and everything else was right, only just the finish it didn't come. You could have 4 or 5 goals at half-time and easily have it there and have the game out of sight, but we didn't do that. So just that's a good lesson to learn. You've got to put teams away when you have that chance to put teams away. But the way they pressed the kick out, particularly for Seven, Morgan's probably one of the best keepers in the country now, more than doing. They were very good at that there. And but the second half was disappointing because they were indisciplined as well as everything else. You know, they away 4 points in a row in the second half, or five, you know, four, and they were all from frees, and that was disappointing. Now, the character they showed then, because, you know, it's easy to say, you know, when Tyrone got that goal that you talked about, after that they came back and Oisin Gallan got 2 points, and all from playing Shane O'Donnell, and Shane O'Donnell's chance was probably another goal chance in the second half, and they could have another couple of goal chances. So I think they need to work on the goal chances, they need to put teams away, but they showed character to come back when they went the point down and everything else. So all round a good performance, got more people on the field and got game time into other players and everything else. So you know, from that point of view, it was good. And you know, maybe the last day Michael Langan was the, you know, and maybe Oisin Gallan, that you know, the day there was different players. Jamie Brennan came off the bench as well the last day. He had good performance. Kieran McGonigal, I thought, did well at number 6. So you know, people say it might be a problem position for Donegal, you know, in the number 6. So from that point of view, I thought he did well. He held the middle well, and he, you know, he got forward then, particularly the second half when they needed him. You know, so Shane O'Donnell, I thought, had a good game as well. And you know, it's good to see young Kieran Moore getting another game time in there as well. And Brendan McColl had a good battle with Derek Kenneman, a different type of player that he'd be normally marking and everything else, and you know, hadn't created the extra player out the field. So I think from everybody's point of view, they'll be happy enough with the performance. Just disappointing, you know, that we didn't, but hopefully we'll get that killer instinct later on to put the goal chances away when we get them and finish, you know, like we could have been. You know, I mean, 12 points up at half time, no problem with the way Dominus, but came out the second half then maybe a wee bit casual, maybe thought we're still going to win it and didn't. But all round, it's a good 2 points. You're through to the semi-final now, and that gives you another game. Whenever it is next weekend, it'll be played next weekend, gives you another game. We'll probably a lot of players playing Sigerson this week and everything else. So getting a fair bit of game time and getting ready for the Cork game, which is going to be a big game, and a big game. The Cork game, the first game, will be very important because you feel that maybe Cork and Donegal are two of the favourites, Oisin, to come out of the division at the way things stand at the minute. Well, you'd hope that anyway, with everything. So Cork will have plenty of players and everything else, and depending on Castlehaven, how they get on today, they could have them players back as well. So that's the game you're really building for and looking forward to and everything else. But all round, you know, it was good. It was a good performance, a brilliant first half, because you really were dominant the first half when it mattered, you know. And I mean, if we get them goals and take the goals at this point, I think we didn't get any goal, I think it'll make a big, big difference to going down the road. So you'd be happy enough with the performance. It's good that Tyrone came out and tested you the second half. Okay.
Okay, many thanks to Martin McHugh for his contribution today. So we'll try and get a bit of reaction for you from the Donegal camp. It's all over here. One number two of the year, back-to-back victories in the McKenna Cup. And 2 points was the difference in the end. It finished Donegal 15 points, Tyrone 110. We'll hopefully have reaction for you shortly as we return to the studio into Kieran and Letterkenny.